What's up, everybody?
Ab Radio.
Is this live?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live!
Yeah, okay. You know,
you
mind.
What are you doing? The devil, the devil in the night. I always ask that of all my prey. I just like the sound of it.
All right.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Throwback intro. Every time I'm on the board, I like to throw a little Proteus on it. And of course, coming at you live and direct this weekend from the best country in the planet. I know, I'm just joking with you guys. We're
Canada?
Here to talk about Canada, indeed. We're here tonight to cover a Canadian show, so I thought I'd... All right, ladies and gentlemen, as I mentioned, coming from the Saddle Dome, I think it's a Scotiabank Saddle Dome that it's called now, from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Yes, indeed.
Canada.
I'm excited about this one. I don't know if you guys know, but longtime listeners of this show will know that Proteus called for this fight to be next.
Fuck yeah.
Right, fam?
You
oh, you're
did.
Tony, you're home. Good job. All right. I like that. So this will be going live and direct Saturday, July 28th, 2018. And of course, as always, ladies and gentlemen, we are recording the Thursday before the show. Thursday, July 26th, 2018. Let me bring in the team, because as I mentioned, we're flying three deep tonight. Let's bring her in. You know her, you love her. She's the life of the party. If you're new to the show and you don't know her and you don't love her, you will. Pam from North Carolina.
Hey, did you say if you were nude to the show? I'm down for some nude.
I did not.
Anyways, what's up, guys? Well, hey, you were pretty nude in your swimming pool the other day.
Well, sometimes when the fences go up and the neighbors can't see you, you got to wild out a bit, Pam. I don't have a beach.
I guess.
You think you can get down with the sickness without kissing my cock?
What's up, guys? I'm excited for these fights, man. This is a good card.
What are we talking about?
We're talking
being
about
naked and doing cards.
I'm excited for this one too, Pam. I know it's not a pay-per-view. It's a fight night, but it's
exciting.
You know what?
Sometimes these fight night cards are better than a pay-per-view card, I think.
Yeah, sometimes they are. And I think really we got a strong main card for this one, Pam.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they got a little Canadian content thrown in there in the fourth fight of the night.
Oh, and the Canadian gangster. I'm in love with this guy. I just love him.
Yeah, it's going to see his star power is growing. I don't understand it, but apparently the ladies love that mustache. But let's go ahead, guys, and bring in the other host of the show.
I'm down with the fanny pack.
You like that fanny pack, do you?
No.
It's coming back.
But it's so funny.
Yeah. As I mentioned, I thought you were on location, Tony, but not from location. From the mean streets of Danville, California. It's DJ Tony.
Hey, whoa. Yeah, yeah. DJ!
We miss Marco. We certainly miss the one and only Showtime, but I'm glad to be here with my friends, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you made it home safely. It looked like you were in some serious traffic earlier.
We were in the mean streets of Sacramento, and we were not visiting Team Alpha Male. Shout out to Team Alpha Male.
Shout out.
Shout out. Hey. What a weird...
That's all right. Weird is good.
I'm down for the weirdos.
Yeah, absolutely. If we were just like everybody else, it wouldn't be any fun, right?
Right.
Right. Okay. So as I said, ladies and gentlemen, roll it three deep. So that's the intros for this evening. So let's get to it. Coming to us on Saturday, July 28th, live from Calgary, Alberta, in the main event. We have cue the music, Tony. Sorry.
But not like the pony music, regular music.
No, not the pony music. We could.
No pony or Careless Whisper tonight.
None.
I don't know.
No.
You guys can hear the music, right? You guys can hear the tail of the tape, right? All right, hang on. I can hear it.
There it is. To the light heavyweight division we go. Number 3, Eddie, the Underground King, Alvarez, versus Dustin, the Diamond Poirier. Number 2, ladies and gentlemen, Eddie Alvarez coming out. It's a 29-5-0-1 no contest. Dustin Poirier coming back at us. 23-5-0-1 no contest. Very excited about this fight, ladies and gentlemen. Tony, I don't have the updated odds in front of me. Do you have them for us real quick? Sorry.
Updated, the last I had was Eddie Alvarez at a plus 135 and Dustin Poirier, believe it or not, the favorite at a minus 155.
Wow. Well, that doesn't shock me. I'm going to be honest. You guys surprised by those odds?
I don't know. It's meh, whatever.
It's a lot of the same thing that you just said there.
Meh.
Tony?
You know what? I'll give you this. How about this? Ready? Breaking news. Eddie Alvarez, a plus 145. He went up 10 points. Dustin Poirier up at a minus 165. Those are updates from, of course, Showtime's favorite, Five Dimes.
All right. So we're getting our odds from Five Dimes tonight. Tony, you can. I have the odds in front of me now. You can update us if you want with the live odds as we go through. Pam, let's start with you on this fight.
Yep.
Dustin Poirier versus Eddie Alvarez going at it for the second time, doing it again, brother. Do you think it goes the same way as the first fight, or as Eddie Alvarez has been saying all week, Dustin doesn't have a chance?
I don't know. Well, you know what I'm just wondering is, why did it take so long to do this rematch? Heaven, you know, jeepers. Why did it take, a year for them to do this rematch and then all these other fights in between? Why was this never made? This should have been made
right away.
2 months after the initial fight. Exactly. Now, I think this one is going to turn out a little bit different because now I know that each of them now are looking at each other and expecting certain things from somebody and from each other. And what I noticed about this whole card has some really good matchups, really good people, but one of the fighters is a little bit more fine-tuned in his presentation, if you will. And with this one, I know, you know, they're so similar, man. Both of them, 5'9", Poirier has a 3-inch reach advantage over Eddie. But right now, I just think Eddie, he's just a little bit more polished, a little bit more knowledgeable, a little bit more experienced. And I think his fight resume just has a little bit more oomph to it. And I'm actually picking, I don't think that anybody's going to get KO'd on this one. Man, I'm going to go with a decision on this one. I'm going with Eddie Alvarez with a decision. And I just hope that his screeching banshee of a wife is not there because I'm going to have to watch that shit on mute. Oh, my God.
She's always there.
Ouch.
Have you heard her screaming? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Eddie! Put a muzzle on her or something.
Excuse me, bitch!
But, you know, but like I said, these are so similar. Both of them wins over Gaethje. Both of them have won 7 of their last 10 wins. Both of them have losses to McNuggets. So, you know, very similar. But like I said, I'm just going with Alvarez with the decision for me, please.
You got it.
Thank you.
It's already marked down. Tony, I'm going to go next, and then I'll get you to take up the end here on this particular fight. I think it's going to go down the way we saw it going down in the first fight, especially since they've had so much time in between the first and the second fight. You know, Eddie Alvarez didn't seem to want this fight against Dustin Poirier again. You know, he got the win, and then, of course, it got turned over and no contest. And I think in the end, Eddie had to come back and do this fight, especially because it's the last fight on his contract. So if Eddie didn't come and do this fight and he moves on to another promotion, heaven forbid, that, you know, we at least get to see this second fight get done. And I think that's great for us as a hardcore fan, because, you know, we're both invested in both of these guys. And I know, Tony, you'd like to say that Dustin hasn't improved much, but I think that Dustin Poirier has really kind of sort of gotten better in the past, especially in the past, you know, three fights or so. He's, I guess, against Gaethje, he was very calculated and picked his shots. Yes, he was took a little, couple too many leg kicks. We know that that those are damaging, but I don't know that Eddie Alvarez throws a lot of those. Maybe that'll be in the game plan for this one. I'm going to take Dustin Poirier, guys. I think that Eddie Alvarez is carrying in a little bit of a show for Dustin Poirier, that he's not really worried about Poirier, but these guys have been in the cage already against each other. They kind of know each other. Maybe Eddie Alvarez has been able to change his game a bit, but I think we see that he's always kind of been able to get dragged into a brawl. And I think we've seen over the past couple of fights that Dustin Poirier is better about not getting dragged into, a drag him out fist fight or a brawl, if you want. I'm going to take Dustin Poirier. I'm going to take Poirier the diamond by second round KO. Okay, DJ Tony, it's your turn. You talk.
You know what, guys? I think this is a battle of the hairlines. One that has a good hairline that used to shave his head, and one that has a bad hairline and still looks even worse. Here's the problem, guys. I think they both are in... Do you guys remember the Icky Shuffle? Do you guys
uh-huh.
remember that dance?
Yeah.
Two step forward, one step back? I think that's who both mm-hmm. of these guys are. I think both of these guys take two steps forwards and one step back every single time. The problem is one's getting older and one's still under 30. I think a prime example was Eddie Alvarez, maybe on some non-onent supplements, beating Gibbler, beating Showtime Pettis, beating RDA, losing rather embarrassingly, in my opinion, to Conor McGregor. I think he was losing his fight with Poirier, but I think Poirier looked at it for a way out, to be honest. That's the way I feel it. Was it an illegal knee? No doubt, right? But I think he wanted out at that point, and maybe for good reason, because he had probably his noggin knocked a little loose at that point. He did beat Justin Gaethje, which I didn't think was possible, but I think that was kind of fluky. You guys can, you know, set me straight on that one if you don't believe that. But I think one's getting older, one's maybe taking that second step forward. So I thought the fact that he beat Justin Gaethje, a huge hitter that just fights with reckless abandon, and he stuck in there. I'm going to give this one to Poirier, guys. I think they're going to even it up, or no contest okay. / even it up. So I'm giving it.
What if it's a draw?
I don't
maybe
know
the third
to
trifecta. The trifecta's the charm. I'm giving it to Dustin Poirier with
okay.
a second round TKO DP. Dustin Poirier, not dual penetration.
Oh,
uh-oh.
Hello.
Ooh. Yikes. Damn. Cochino.
Oh, God. No, like I was saying, Tony, to the fans or to the listeners earlier, I think if you're a longtime listener, we know how you feel about Dustin Poirier. You know what I mean? We know how you feel about Eddie Alvarez. I don't think we need to correct you. You got your own opinion. That's great. That's what we want. Oh, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, just so you know, you're talking to the champ right now, right? Tony won last week. It's crazy. I can't believe the two times that you've won recently, Tony. It's like you've been in Back to the Future and you've known exactly what's going to happen.
I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
I know you're not surprised, Tony. Anyways, congratulations, Tony.
Whatever. Congrats.
Yeah, you had a terrible week, so don't worry about it.
Oh, my gosh. Terrible. I thought like the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, Marco had a terrible week, though. He only got 1 point last week, so it's a good thing he's not on the show to hear that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and move to the co-main event we go. Cue the music. Oh, there it is. To the featherweight division we go. Jeremy the Little Heathen Stevens at 32 years of age, 28-14. And on my odds right now that I have, plus 105 against Jose. I used to be great, Aldo. 31 years of age.
Bite your tongue.
Right. I apologize. Controversial. 26-4 at a -125. Tony, do you want to correct those odds at all? Have they moved?
No, you're right on the money, bro. The only
okay,
one that
thank
has
you
moved
very much
will
for that.
Have been the OAM, but everybody else stays the same.
Okay, I just see that coming in right now. But I wanted to get your voice in there anyways, because the ladies and gentlemen want to hear your voice. And while we've got you, let's keep you here. We'll throw to you. Is this Jeremy Stevens' time, or is Jose Aldo going to show us that he's not a shell of himself? What you got, DJ Tony?
You know what, Proteus, you could just hit repeat on this one, and you're going to get my same answer. Jose Aldo is probably the greatest of all time in that division at one point. Time has passed him by, guys. I hear a but. Yeah, and it's unfortunately probably a hairy butt at this one.
Wow.
Listen, he took a beating with Conor McGregor. 13 seconds in, I thought it was fluky, but maybe it wasn't. He looked pretty good against Frankie Edgar, but couldn't finish him, right? He did his regular Jose Aldo recent decisionator stuff, but he took two strong beatings where he got KO'd twice by Max Holloway mm-hmm. in the third. He doesn't do well against heavy hitters, guys. He just doesn't do well against heavy hitters, let alone gentlemen that are taller than he is. I don't think that Jeremy Stevens, guys, is a top-tier fighter. I don't, but I think he's coming on. He did beat, and listen, I love Gilbert Melendez, as you guys know. Shout out to El Nino. But old-time fighter did beat Do Ho Choi, who's no joke, right? Did KO Josh Emmett. There's no doubt about it, guys. And unfortunately, I think that's going to happen again to Jose Aldo. I'm taking Jeremy Stevens, third-round TKO, unfortunately, and it hurts me to say that.
Kulos. That's what I got. Kulos, man. Disrespect Jose. You know, Jose Aldo is one of the best. One of the best. Four-time Brazilian jiu-jitsu champ, world jiu-jitsu champ. That's won seven of his last 10, two losses to Maxi and one who shall not be named. Versus Jeremy Stevens. Jeremy is 5-5 of his last 10. All last five of his losses have also been by decision. You know, heavy hands, Muay Thai jiu-jitsu, purple belt versus, I mean, Jose Aldo, all-around game, KO power, stamina, leg kicks, you know, kickboxing, jiu-jitsu. With him, he needs to be patient, get his timing, and utilize his leg kicks like he used to. Man, I was watching the old fight with him and Uriah and how he just kicked the mess out of Uriah's legs. And that's what we need. He's got a 2-inch reach advantage with his legs against Jeremy Stevens, even though Stevens is 2 inches taller. So he needs to utilize it. And I think if he does that, you know, we'll see the same, Jose of old. And that's what I want to see, because I think I was reading something about he's nearing the end of his contract, and I think he's going to retire. So I want this last win for – I don't know if this is his last fight, but I do want this last win for him, and I'm actually picking him. I don't know if he has KO power anymore, but I'm picking him to win by decision for me.
Right.
And keep in mind, Jeremy Stevens was wearing sunglasses at the face-off, so that's not good. Mojo. Bad mojo. Bad juju. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactamente.
Alternative facts.
Okay, so one thing I wanted to mention here is, Pam, you bring up a very good point, because Jeremy Stevens, you know, kind of is I don't want to say he's a wooden trick pony, but you know what I mean. He's going to come at you with that big power, and maybe I throw it with reckless abandon. And I think if your boy Jose can do exactly what you say and use those leg kicks, that's the path to victory. I'm not sure that the one who shall not be named, McNuggets, is out of Jose's head, though. I think that he's still living there rent-free. Unfortunately, sometimes we see this in contact sports or combat sports. My apologies. You know, the guy takes a loss, and you just can't shake it. Yeah, of course, Max is a completely different competitor than Stevens is. You know, he's very weird. He throws things from odd angles, but what we saw from Jose Aldo even in the last Max fight, that he just didn't seem like he was prepared for the pace. He didn't seem like he was out there working hard anymore. Again, that's why I say I think Conor McGregor's kind of living rent-free in that head. We know Jose has moved on. Maybe he's at the end of his contract, like you mentioned, Pam. And maybe he wants to retire. Maybe he wants to move over to Bellator, or he wants to go over to Japan and get on those non-honor supplements and fight out for this rest of his days. Bellator seems to be very attractive to a lot of these older fighters nowadays, and I don't blame them. Go over there and get your money. Get your money. Isn't that a song, Tony? It's somewhere in there. Something coming out of the head there. I don't know. I'm going to take... go ahead.
I know. What's her name? Rihanna.
Oh, yeah? I've never even heard any of her songs.
Okay. Anyway, sorry about that. Go ahead.
That's all right. No, thank you very much for clearing it up.
Check out the big brain on bread.
Hey, Pam, let me ask you a question. Does that sound like Brad or Brett?
Brad, what is it supposed to be?
I don't know. He says,
what is
DJ Tony says Brett.
I think it's check out the big brain on Brett. You know what? I don't have the transcript, so I don't know.
Brett, whose name is Brett?
It's all good. Don't worry about it. All right, so I'm going to take
Brad.
Steven.
I think it's Brad.
I'm going to take second round KO.
Who'd you take, Steven?
All right. Yeah, I took Stevens as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I love Jose Aldo. I just don't know if he's where he used to be,
okay, guys.
I apologize. I'm not trying to disrespect him. One of my favorite fighters back in the day, WEC days, you couldn't put it past Jose Aldo. UFC days, it's been a little bit different. Okay, guys, let's move a little bit. Let's move along.
Okay.
To the next fight on the card. DJ Tony, cue the music.
Like Wizard of Oz music. Like the Wicked Witch music.
To the women's strawweight division we go. Tisha, the Tiny Tornado. Torres, 28
Tisha.
Years of age. 10-2 at a +250. Against JJ. Joanna Janjacek. At 30 years of age, of course, previous champion of this division, 14-2, and a -300. Pam, I want to start with you again, because we are going to the women's division. I think it's just ladies first on this one. So what you got?
Okies dokies. Okay. Joanna X champ.
Yeah.
Versus Tisha Torres. You know what? This is going to be a great fight. And you know what? And we have Joanna, who still claims she's the champion, fighting, you know,
crazy,
little tiny Tisha, who is, you know, the Tiny Tornado. And She's fast. She's explosive. She's athletic. Great cardio, kickboxing, jiu-jitsu. She's a black belt in taekwondo, a blue belt in jiu-jitsu. She's a four-time kickboxing champ. Great fight IQ. And she's cute as a bug. And you have Joanna, who is still, for whatever reason, still trying to get in people's faces and trying to do that intimidator thing. And you know what? She's not scary anymore. I mean, she is just not scary anymore. You look at, you know, this is supposed to be the most dangerous striker on the planet. This girl has nine decision wins. Nine decision wins. I'm trying to go to Sherdog and it's like messing me up here. But so she's anyway, she's a decisionator. She's not a KO. She has four KOs. But I wrote down all my stuff and I just lost it. Her last KO win was in 2015. I don't know if she has the patience for Tisha's that little tornado thing that she does. I mean, she's just like a swarm of bees all over you. And I don't think Joanne is going to be able to handle that. I'm picking Tisha, man. I'm picking her with a decision. Boom.
Okay.
Joanne, oh my God. You're so weird.
Tony knocking it out of the park as usual. So yeah, Joanna's last win, June 20th, 2015. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh no, sorry. Yeah, she got knocked out. Yeah, that's from the Rose fight, 2015. So listen, I'm gonna go next year, DJ Tony, get you to take up the caboose again. I think JJ is kind of again messed up in her head right now. I think. The losses, the two straight losses to Rose and the way that she lost. I mean, the second one, a little bit more contentious, but as Pam was saying, you know, she still believes that she's the champion, even though she's lost twice.
Right?
A little confusing to me.
She's just not, you know, I don't know if you saw the, not the way in, but the face off, and she's doing that. I'll get in your face again.
Yeah, I saw it. Torres was not having any of it.
Right? So,
right. She's not having any of it. It's not the days of the Cookie Monster anymore when Joanna really was striking fear into the heart of her opponents.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen this before with Ronda Rousey, and you know Holly Holm was not scared of her at all. I think it's going to continue to happen. I mean, Joanna is a very, very talented fighter. But again, one-dimensional, if it goes to the ground, I don't know if she has any chance, to be honest with you, because Torres is a pit bull. But not to feed into the Brazilian cliche of everybody being called pit bull. Pit bull. Goodness gracious. Can't speak this evening. I apologize. I think Torres is going to take this one down as well. I think it's going to be a second round TKO.
Really?
Alternative facts.
Yeah, I mean, I think Torres is got that fire under her ass. You know what I mean? She hasn't been a champion. She's got a girlfriend or a wife now, I believe, that was just in a championship fight. That's just going to raise the level of competition here for Torres. I think that she's got it down. I apologize, but I don't apologize. Tony, what you got?
Tony.
I think we're forgetting the fact that
what
Tisha
are we
Torres
what
got
are we forgetting? What?
Well, you're forgetting that there are, as DC said it best, there are levels to this game, guys.
True enough.
There's no doubt about it. And when you're looking at the tiny tornado, hey, shout out to Puerto Rico, right? The tiny tornado beating a young Rose Namajunas, a Rose Namajunas that perhaps had not developed to a fullest extent. This was 2 years ago. And Proteus always says is that MMA math does not add up.
Correct.
Joanna Jędrzejczyk is – I always ruin her name, by the way. I can't – why can't I get it right? JJ versus TT. Watch out. You got to be careful when you say TT. But I think one thing that we do have to really pay attention, Joanna is not only a kickboxer, Joanna is a Muay Thai fighter. And yeah, I have an affinity for kickboxers because I was a very poor excuse for one. But Tiisha Torres, guys, is 5'1". And on a good day, she's 5'1", meaning she has flip-flops and she's standing on a stool. There's no way she's going to beat a long Joanna that has her head straight. There's no doubt about it. I was wrong twice. Joanna cannot beat Rose Namajunas. Cannot. But she can beat everybody else, guys, and has. Joanna Janjacek has fought the best of the best. Jessica Andrade, Karolina Kowalkiewicz, Claudia Gadela twice.
Yep.
There's no doubt about it. Joanna will win this. She will win in her typical way, which is a decision. But she will tear up Tiisha Torres because Tiisha Torres is nothing but, and I say this with all due respect because she's brilliant. She really is smart. There's no doubt about it. High IQ. But she is a 5'1 kickboxer going up against a 5'6 all-world kickboxer. It's not even close. Pam, let me finish. Let me finish, please. And Tiisha Torres' ground game, regardless of what you saw last time, is not there yet. So, yeah, we can wave the Puerto Rico flag. I love Puerto Rico. Shout out to Tiisha Torres and shout out to Eddie Alvarez, or at least half of him. But she cannot beat Joanna. So I'm picking Joanna via decision.
Okay.
Wow, even decision, though?
Yeah, that's
the way Joanna rolls.
All right.
Even though Tisha's only 5'1", they have this, their leg reach is the exact same. Isn't that weird?
Jesus. All righty, let's move along. Nothing to see here. To the lightweight division we go. I'm just going to call him OAM. OAM. 29 years of age, 11-2, at a minus 130 against Alexander Hernandez. 25 years of age, 9-1, at a plus 110. Tony, you said there was a change to these odds. What you got?
I know we don't have an OAM theme song, but let's get some OSP just for the heck of it, right? Because we miss it. Guys, OAM is now a minus 115 favorite, but guess what? 115, but guess what?
What?
Minus 115, but guess what, Proteus and Pam? Alexander Hernandez, because he puts the hurt in people, is now a minus 105. So it's a lot closer now, bro.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you very much for that. And Hernandez is in a specimen. I mean, we talked about this last time. Anyways, let's move right along. I'm going to go with Hernandez on this one, guys. I know I'm going against my country mate, but I was pretty impressed with Hernandez the last time we saw out against our boy Benny. Unfortunately, that's what happens. But first round TKO KO might be a little bit of a tougher fight because Mercier is a wrestler as well, and I just think that Hernandez is going to get it done. I think he's going to get it done probably. I want to say second round, but I'm going to go with first round TKO.
Wow. All
right.
Okay.
Tony, what you got?
Yep.
Now, this is not – is this a Canadian – did you say first round TKO OAM?
No.
No, Alexander Hernandez.
Okay. I was way off on that one. You know what? Hang on. Give me crickets because I thought this was a Canadian crime here. That was not going to be good. I hate to say this because I am a big OAM fan, guys. I got to agree with Proteus. I don't think this is going to be good. What he did to Beneil Dariush, to me, surprised me immensely, not only because I am the biggest Beneil Dariush fan in the world. There's no doubt about it, right? I'm a homer. But, gosh, I didn't think he was that good.
Friend of the show.
And he destroyed Benny Pro. So I'm with you on this one, Pam. I'm going with Proteus on this one. Alexander hurt Nandez because he puts the hurt in Nandez. Alexander hurt Nandez, TKO, second round, OAM.
Okay, so you got the second round covered. Got it. All right, Pammy.
Okay.
You.
Here we go. We're talking Canadian gangster with his little cute mustache and his fanny pack and his little black socks. First is Alexander hurt Nandez, as y'all were saying. Close matchup, both of them 5'9". Hernandez does have the reach advantage, arm. Mercier has longer legs. Both of them grappler, both of them striking. Mercier is a judo black belt, brown belt jiu-jitsu, blue belt taekwondo, has one last of his 8-10. He is not a decisionator, but a submissionator.
Mm-hmm.
Versus Alexander Hernandez has won 9 of his last 10, but at the same time, I'm looking at his fight resume. I don't know who these people are that he has fought, except Beneil Dariush.
Who the fuck is that guy?
He's ranked number 13. Mercedes ranked?
No, not on the according to the UFC.
Okay. Well, you know what? I got to go with my Canadian gangster. I think that he's going to tire out Hernandez. I think Hernandez is going to go out there with some heavy hands. And I think he's going to waste a lot of energy. And I'm going with Mercier with the third round submission.
Okay. All right. So third round sub. And I know this is only Hernandez's second fight in the UFC, but this is a serious test for him. But I think this is.
Yeah. Oh, I think those things are coming for him. I think he's going to be awesome. He's still, you know, very young man. What is he, 25? What did I put on my note? 25.
Yeah, 25. Yep.
So you've got that new surge of new blood coming in. Him, Paolo Costa, what is he, 26? Just turned 26. So we've got a young crew coming up that's going to be, I think, really great for the sport.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, Pam. Okay, so guys, let's go ahead and move on, since we're running out of time swiftly, to everyone's favorite segment, Spotlight Fight of the Night. Since I went first last time, DJ Tony, why don't you take the lead?
Guys!
Oh, Lord.
Pam, I'm going to be honest. You know, because if we're honest with each other, there should not be a careless whisper tonight. There's no doubt about it. Maybe it's because my wife will be gone for the next 4 days. I'm going to the women's flyweight we go, Proteus.
Yep.
Canada's own, hang on, let me turn it off right now for this one. Canada's own Alexis Davis, 33 years young, 9-7, a plus 135 favorite. She will take on Caitlin Chookagian.
Wow.
The Blom fighter, 29 years young, 10-1, a minus 155 favorite. But I'm going to be honest with you guys. It's going to be all Alexis Davis.
Oh.
Alexis Davis here with a decision over the blonde fighter, Caitlin Chookagian.
Oh, God. All right, Pam, what do you got? Spotlight for the night.
Did we lose Pam?
I'm here. I'm just I threw up in my mouth a little bit with that music. But anyway, can I do my spotlight? Is it my turn? Oh, Nina and Randa.
Okay.
I'm picking Nina with the KO. I'm gonna go second round KO.
Wow.
Sweet.
Oh, I like that.
All right, guys. Let me just get my spotlight fight of the night in here. Okay. I actually have two. I'm kind of concerned about Jordan Mean against Morano. I think that's going to be an excellent fight. Of course, that's the main event of the prelims. And then, of course, I thought this fight had already happened, but when I looked into it, it hadn't already. McDessie versus Pearson. Man, that's going to be a good fight. Well, it has the potential to be a good fight. Right, guys? I mean, I mean, if I have to take a pick here, I'm going to take Arano. I think he's going to get it done because I'm not too concerned. I don't know where Mean is right now. He's had a really early career, and he hasn't really shown me much in the latter half of his career. And I'm just wondering why this is the main event on the prelims, because Mean has not shown us anything to warrant being in this main event position. I just think that Morano is going to get this one done. I know I'm picking against two of my own countrymen, and I'm probably going to pay for it, but I don't have any faith. I think Morano gets it done. I think he's get done by TKO. Second round.
Bobby Knuckles!
Oh, that was funny.
That was perfect, actually. All right, let's get out of here. We don't really have time to cover news. I know, Tony, you want to say something about McNuggets and the fact that he was in court today. We did mention it previously on the show. We did say that today was going to be the day that he was in court. If you got something to say about it, you go ahead, because Pam and I don't want to talk about it.
Listen, I get it. You guys don't want to talk about it, and there's nepotism, favoritism, whatever you want to call it. There's no doubt about it. They don't want to do anything to McNuggets. But I think if we want to be honest with ourselves, just to be honest, did we really think it was going to be any different? We knew he wasn't going to get punished. We knew it was going to go this way, and we knew that eventually that he'd be back in. He will pay up to maybe Rose for sure. Gosh, I forgot the fighter from New Mexico that just had a son, so my apologies there.
Borg.
Ray Borg. And he will pay to Michael Church, Michael Chiesa. But you know what, guys? I think we knew what we were going to see, so let's not act like we didn't know what was going to happen. So that's all I got to say about that. Sorry, guys. I apologize.
Okay, and quickly, Pam.
Correct the mundo.
Mm-hmm. I want you to cover what's happening with Tyron Woodley in the welterweight division and what's going on with Cody Covington.
Apparently,
I have to go pee, so you guys cover it for about 30 seconds.
Okay, do a trucker bomb. Anyway, so we're discussing this thing where they wanted him to fight on the Dallas card, and he can't because he's having surgery and he won't be ready till November. So they pull Till, and as soon as the fight starts, then apparently they're going to strip Colby of the belt. So what was the whole point to have this title fight for a belt and have a number one contender if you're not even going to have the number one contender fighting for the championship belt? Now, keep in mind that we waited for Tyron Woodley for a year to heal up, and you can't wait 2 months? Really? I think that's such a crock of shit. But, that's
the problem is, Pam, the problem is that Tyron Woodley has fought almost everyone that he's gone up or had to go up against. And, yeah, he's being a diva. There's no doubt about it, right? But Tyron Woodley did go up the steps. He was a true belt holder. He really did have surgery. And Colby Covington shouldn't have gotten that interim belt anyway. We've spoken about that. There are way too many interim belts, right? Marco has one.
Yeah.
You have one, Pam. Proteus has one. The interim belt means nothing, you guys. It just means you're the number one contender. And I think when Colby Covington's back and healthy, I think he will be back to being a number one contender. But he certainly isn't a champion, so let's not pretend like he was a real champ. He didn't beat anyone. I mean, he fought someone for an interim belt title holder. Yeah, I don't believe in the stuff that he says. I don't think he's a bad guy. I think he's playing a role. But let's not pretend like this is a real belt, guys. And to be frank, I don't think they should be handing out any interim belts anyway. I think that's
what happens after this? Do they just, let's just stop it then. Stop with the fucking interim belt. Stop with the 80 fights a week. So, you have to pull, stop it, Do a fight, a PPV once a month, what's the other one? Fight night every 2 weeks.
you know, we don't need to fight every week in a pay-per-view, you know, every other week. And, you know, then you have no main event. You had no main event till they pulled Till from wherever. So that's what they were doing. They had no main event for this Dallas card, which is why they pulled.
Okay, so listen, you know, so. Let me weigh in real quickly.
Okay.
If you listen to what Tyron says on the MMA Hour this week, sorry, not the MMA Hour, the Helwani show, and I'm really upset with them for cutting out the swearing, because you know what? All that Tyron Woodley did was swear, and all we heard was whoosh, whoop. So thank you, Disney, for that. If Tyron Woodley is saying what he is saying and it's true, and of course we expect that the truth lies somewhere in the middle. Tyron Woodley is saying that he was ready to go and he didn't know anything about, Colby being out and yada, yada, yada. If that's true and the UFC is making decisions without discussing them with the champ, I can understand that that's something that you would be upset about if you were the champ. Especially if you're trying to build your brand, especially if you're trying to be a star in the UFC. Because, you know, we know they don't want to build stars in UFC. Look what they did to effing Stipe. Didn't even get an interview after he lost. Nothing. We're just on the effing Brock Lesnar, who's we think is going to sell some pay-per-views. It's a bad point of view, guys. It's a bad state of affairs for the UFC. And of course, Daniel Cormier not putting out a statement that is not in his character, because he's trying to play up this WWE character that we need to play. It's not good, guys. I just think that we could have waited the 2 months that Colby Covington needed. That Tyron Woodley is saying that, oh, I was preparing for Colby Covington, even though he was saying, oh, I wasn't preparing for Colby Covington.
Right.
I mean, I hope Darren Till wins. I hope he shapes up the division and we can move forward. This is ridiculous. Tyron, hang on 1 second, Pam. Tyron Woodley has been holding on to this belt. He's been injured. I get it. And he's done a lot of things, DJ Tony. I know you're going to bring out the fact that he's defended the belt a lot. But I just think that we didn't need to have that, as you said, Tony. We didn't have the need to have the interim title. We discussed that on this show already. And I just hope that Tyrell can get it done, make weight, and get it done, and we can move on. What do you got, Pam?
I said I hope he wins I hope he misses weight and still wins.
No, we can't have that. It won't be for a title. Tyron will just hang on to it.
Geez.
He needs to make weight. If he's not going to make weight. Again, why are people getting title shots after not making weight? I don't understand this. It's like there's no rules anymore. Inmates are running the asylum.
It's
Tony, you
want to
take this over and calm us down? Because I don't like
myself. It's kind of let's make shit up as we go kind of thing.
Exactly. It's like we're so desperate, we'll do anything. Tony, cue the music. Let's get out of here. I can't hear this music either if it's playing.
Bye, bye, bye. That's the music. Isn't that the music?
Yeah, I know. Bye, bye, bye. It's supposed to be here, but I can't hear it. There it is.
There it is.
All right. Well, we were missing Marco, but I think we had a really good conversation today. And we wish Marco really well. I mean, he hasn't seen his son in such a long time.
What a reunion. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, I think that's awesome that he's having I said, what a reunion it must have been for him and his son. That's awesome.
I mean, that's really special.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
shout out to Marco. Take this week off if you want to, because enjoy it. I don't know if his son is still home for 2 weeks, but I mean, that's great stuff. Tony, let's start with you. You got a Twitter follow or anything tonight?
You know what? I'm going to make the beautiful Pam happy I will say this just about the whole Darren Till thing. I think Darren Till's fantastic, guys.
Yeah.
But he can't make weight, and I think it's a really poor thing. I'm gonna steal a little bit on one of my not favorites, Mike Dolce, but say I don't see how the UFC can promote general health and weight cutting and allow Darren Till to fight. So to me, that's a
I saw that. I actually retweeted that. I saw that earlier, and it's true, though. It's true.
To me, that's a misnomer.
Especially what's
guys,
happening with Matt
Twitter,
Holliday, right?
Exactly. Some serious health concerns. Perhaps we don't know
Holliday?
The entire truth.
Not Holloway. God.
Holloway, right? But I'm going with Joanna Champion at Joanna MMA at Joanna MMA. Shout out to Joanna JJ, Joanna Janjacek. Hopefully she returns to form. That's my Twitter follow of the week.
Yay.
Pam, what you got?
I didn't do a Twitter follow. I've just been crazy busy at work. I was doing too many things. But follow us. How about that? That's a show.
That's right. Absolutely. I'm going to say the same thing. Follow us at Another MMA Cast. We're on Instagram. We're on the Facebook. You could just Google MMA. Just Google Amp Radio. We're synonymous.
I said yes. So just Google weirdos. We're the coolest weirdos out there.
My shout out is going to be music related again. I was on the YouTubes and I saw that Carl Cox had put out a set. It's electronic music, Paul. If you're not into electronic music, disregard. Carl Cox, Chateau de Chambord. Check it out. Lovely. I sent it to DJ Tony twice. Just like that, Pam.
We are out of here.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey,
tell
I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Thank you, dummies.
Bye.